You're listening to the Law of Attraction Radio Network.
International success coach and noted author Constance Arnold delivers life-changing strategies through her own spiritual practices, as well as with best-selling authors and experts that she interviews. Think, Believe, and Manifest is specially designed to empower your mind and words to work for you and to bring about a life you've been dreaming of. And now, here's Constance Arnold.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Law of Attraction Radio Network. And of course, I am Constance Arnold, host of the Think, Believe, and Manifest talk show. And today I am broadcasting from simply beautiful Atlanta, Georgia. So grateful that you've made a decision to join me from all over the world. And if you're listening to this recording, watch out. It's a setup. The Spirit of God has attracted you here so that you can receive your prayers answered, that download, that one aha moment, so that you can begin walking, living, and being fully who God created you to be. Well, it is simply a beautiful day here in Atlanta. It has been beautiful all weekend. Autumn is here. We're having warm days, but very cool and crisp mornings, and I'm just loving it. Have a great show for you today. It's going to be in two parts. In part one, I'm going to have a young lady come and talk about how she's doing it afraid. Yay, we want to hear that, don't we? And then secondly, I have Dawn Owens, and she's going to talk about how you can become enlightened or change after a layoff from your position, a layoff from the way things used to be. She was laid off. She's going to share with you some principles about how you can move from where you are right now, which might be a very difficult place to you, to a new, exciting, wonderful, discovering, what else, place of purpose for you. Well, make sure that you follow me on social media every week, every Monday morning at 10 a.m. I do Facebook Live, so you can join me there at Coach with Constance. You can also follow me on Twitter and on Instagram, LOA Constance. And remember that my yearly 50% savings that I'm gifting to you off of my 6 month and my 12 month coaching package is still going on. This is actually the last week, so you can visit fulfillingyourpurpose.com. You've already heard from all of the folks who I'm coaching, so you kind of getting a real time idea of what it's like to coach with me. So let me bring on this next person. Is there anything else? Let me bring on Christy. I want her to share her experience. You know, it's one thing when I teach a principle, but when you hear it walked out, that's totally different. So let's hear what Miss Christy has to say. So Christy, welcome to the Law of Attraction Radio Network.
Thank you so much for having me. It's always an honor to be here talking with you.
So, Christy, you're going to tell us how we can do it afraid. A lot of people need to know that now.
Yeah, it's something that has taken some getting used to, some amount of getting comfortable with being uncomfortable.
Right. But
I run a social media business, and I'm used to being behind the scenes in social media. In all of my jobs that I've done, I've been a content creator and I've produced for other people. And that means usually having other people be in front of the camera. And usually my words are there, but there was some degree of anonymity. But now that I've launched my own business and gone out on my own, I'm the face of my business. So it's definitely right. Taking some getting used to, and all the things that I'm teaching my clients to do from what I've learned in my previous experience, I'm having to walk out for myself. And, you know, it is a little uncomfortable being in front of the camera and creating new projects and having my name attached to them. And being the person.
Yeah. So Christy is the one who pushed me out. Miss Constance, you need to be doing more live on Facebook and Instagram and all of that. So she came to me and she said, you know, I'm in this really little sweet voice, Miss Constance, I'm really thinking about, I want to do a podcast, but I'm really scared. I don't know if I pushed you off the cliff or pushed you out of the plane, but I strongly encourage you to do it afraid. So let's talk about, what did that feel like? What does that look like for you on a weekly basis? And let me just say something. She felt like she had to be perfect, or it had to be just, you know, no errors,
You know, in order to do. You definitely pushed me and I out of my comfort zone on this one. This is a podcast that was near and dear to my heart. And one of the things that you told me was that when you have a message to deliver people, you have to deliver it. And that means, you know, in whatever way you have to do that. And I'm a writer, but this was sort of a project that was unrelated to my business completely. It's called Laugh Through the Tears, because I feel like a lot of what we're doing lately is trying to find the joy and the comfort in a lot of the things that have been going on in recent days. And so, yes, I had no idea how to make this podcast. I just knew that I had an idea, and I knew that I was writing it and scripting it. So I just kind of hopped into the podcasting world. I did some research, found a platform, found out that I had the basic equipment, you know, a laptop, not too much. You don't really need a lot of high-tech equipment to do it. And just started recording, and in 12 hours, I had my podcast up. It took a few takes for me to record it, but I didn't.
That's okay.
It didn't sound perfect when I put it up. There were some audio issues with it, but I just felt really strongly that it needed to get out there. And when it got out there, I was terrified that people are now going to hear my voice. And what if they don't like it? And
what if they do?
I had the most wonderful positive feedback from my community that I could have ever imagined. It made me cry. And I had people reaching out to me from, you know, that I hadn't heard from in years and years, saying, oh my gosh, I love hearing your podcast. They literally make me laugh through the tears, which was kind of my goal. But, you know, sometimes I think I'm funny and I'm really not, you know, how that works. But it worked out really nicely. I was really happy. I'm about 7 episodes in now. So I'm excited.
Well, you know, and the principle is this. Christy was afraid. First of all, she thought she had to do it perfect. Nobody does it perfect. I don't do it perfect after 11 years. You hear me coughing sometimes on my show. Sometimes I have to say, let me get some water. My throat gets a little dry. I might mispronounce a guest name who I've rehearsed all week long. But what people are looking for is authenticity. And so, you know, that's what we all desire. And I knew Christy had a powerful message. She had a message that really would touch the lives of people. And I told her to do it afraid. And I'm saying to all of the people who are out there, you've been thinking about something. The Amazon just rung my doorbell. That's a great example. Oh my God. Okay. Amazon just rang my doorbell. This is live radio, y'all. But if you have been thinking about doing something, but you're afraid to speak in front of people, do it anyway. Do it afraid. You want to go to Europe, but you're afraid you can't go now. If you live in the U.S., you want to travel alone. Do it afraid. You want to join this reading group. Do it afraid. And when you do, there's so much beyond that door of fear.
It's true. And after I launched my podcast, I actually got calls for clients. And I mentioned that my podcast is completely unrelated to social media and any business. It's just a personal project of mine. And I ended up getting clients out of it, as they connected with me. So it's important that whatever reason you have or drive that you have to do it, if you have that pull, it's, to me, it's a message to yourself. You know, this is on your heart. Whatever way you need to do it, go do it.
Well, you know, that's so true, because the principle is when you move beyond fear, when Christy moved beyond fear, other doors open in her business that were not seemingly even connected. But remember, in the quantum world, everything is connected. So when she broke through fear and did it anyway, wow. Other doors open up. What the universe saw was she's confident. She believes in herself. She can do anything. Now, she still might be a little nervous when she does her podcast, but she's doing it afraid. And when I listened to her podcast, I was amazed, astonished. I was laughing. Such great writing. It was short, but I called her. And I want to say, girl, if you ever stop doing that podcast, I'm going to come down to Florida and I don't know what I might do to you. But that's exhibit A of how that one small act of doing it afraid breaks into your whole quantum life.
It's true. And thank you so much for those kind words. It's such an honor to hear from you.
Well, it ain't nothing but the truth. And so what would you like to say to somebody, Christy, who is been thinking about doing something? Something came to my mind. I was going to take this. I like Dancing with the Stars, and I was going to take this. It was like a salsa class. And I remember I went and I looked in, and when I signed up, the only people that were there were the instructors, and they were practicing. And I can still see it. I was so afraid. I'm like, I'm a black girl and I got soul, but I don't know if I can do the salsa or not. And I walked away, but then I made myself go back. And I took that class, and as a result, I made so many friends. So for listeners, who knows what's beyond that door when you do it afraid and you push fear back in its rightful place?
Absolutely. It is everything to be able to do that. And afterward, not only does it lead to so many other doors and opportunities, the more you do it, the less afraid you are. It sounds so silly saying that and so simple, but every single step really just melts that fear away and gives you courage to reach out on whatever is on your heart next. I would say to people to stop waiting till everything's perfect. It's never going to be perfect. Just go with what you have, and then you can build on it.
Oh, I love that. Somebody said, I don't know if it was Einstein, it was some great mind, but it said, the greatest antidote to fear is action. Mm-hmm. And so that's exactly what Christy did. So Christy, are you feeling more comfortable and feeling like you're doing things a little differently? You're learning, oh no, I need to do more of this, or
I can tell that I'm meant to do this because the words come to me and I just, you know, I get it out of me, and I've been able to sort of figure out what new equipment I might need. I just got my fancy new microphone for the podcast. And it's also helped me feel more comfortable with, I started doing more Facebook Lives. So I'm trying to branch out. So it's really helping me to be able to take step after step after step for my business.
It's like the snowball effect. If you've ever seen a snowball, it gets bigger and bigger and bigger. And the more you do it, the more confidence you have. The more confidence you have, the more you will break through more doors. The more confidence you have, you take the limits off of your thinking as to what you can do, what you can have, and what you can experience. And that's what's happening to you. And God just wants us to take that small baby step. and move in the general direction. Christy, you don't know everything about the direction of your show. She just knows for right now, I'm talking from my heart to people who and sharing my life and praying that what I share, she shares a prayer at the end. Am I correct that this would
touch
people?
Right. I tell a little story and then we go into a prayer, and it's really kind of, a reflection on, wherever we are in our minds. And, it's a little bit, I tend to throw some jokes in there to keep it lighthearted. But, I do talk about things that might be heavy to people at the same time. So we kind of have a little bit of each.
So, I'm just saying to listeners, whatever you've been thinking about, there's never a perfect time, just like Christy said. Christy, you got any last minute wisdom for us?
Yeah, one of my biggest fears was, what are people going to think of me? And it really, when you're getting very personal and vulnerable and sharing your genuine self, it's exposing, and it can be really intimidating to do that, knowing that people may be judging you. But the more you put your message out, the less you really care about what people think. You hope, or at least for me, I hope that I might be connecting with somebody on a deeper level. But as far as criticism goes, I am who I am. And I'm starting to feel more comfortable with that through the podcast and through putting myself out there. And I think that, the journey to becoming your authentic self is a lot of coming out of your comfort zone like this.
I love it. Well, thank you so much for coming on. I am so proud of you. Tell people
thank
what your podcast is so they can listen to it.
Sorry?
Tell people what your podcast is so that they can listen to it.
Thank you. It's called the Laugh Through the Tears podcast, and you can find it on anchor.fm and Spotify, iHeartRadio, iTunes, Apple Podcasts. Basically, anywhere you listen to your podcasts, you can find it.
Oh, so you're all over the place now, Christy. Okay. You've gone global. that's what happens. And I'm just going to say to you prophetically, because you've taken this step, you never know the lives that you're going to touch. And I can just see such expansion in your own personal life, because you cannot give at that level to people, Christy, without it coming back to you. So, that's my prayer over you and my declaration. So everybody, whatever that one thing is that you are afraid of, do it afraid, push through fear, walk through lack and limitations, and just experience the unlimited favor of God, provision of God, but just experience your true authentic self. It's wonderful, and I'm excited about it. Everybody stay tuned, and we're going to be coming back with Miss Dawn Owens, and she's going to talk to us about what she did after she was laid off and what you can do when you feel that you're off of your purpose right now. Your vision is off. We're going to help you with that, everybody. So stay tuned.
Do you have an upcoming event where you need a dynamic speaker? Constance Arnold is a sought-after keynote speaker that will enlighten the entire audience with proven strategies that are aligned with your organization's vision and mission. An experienced speaker for major Fortune 500 companies, Constance has entertained audiences with inspiring change. Constance would love to make your next event an extraordinary success. Contact her today at constance@fulfillingyourpurpose.com.
For the past 30 years, Constance Arnold has coached clients globally in the areas of relationships, wealth, and career. Her vast clinical background gives her extraordinary understanding of human behavior to accelerate manifestation. Every coaching client receives proven action plans to create change from the inside out. Constance will be right by your side. Talk to her today at constance@fulfillingyourpurpose.com.
Well, everybody, I'm back, and I am really excited about my guest today. I know what you're saying, Constance. You're always excited. That's a good thing, right? Well, you know, with everything that's going on in the world, I felt led to reach out to this powerful woman, this great author, to number one, share her own personal experience, but also help all of us who are going through these changes. So my very special guest is Dawn Owens, and she is the author of Light After a Layoff, Seven Spiritual Keys to Strengthen Resilience in the Midst of a Job Loss, Career Transition, or Setback. And I'm going to add parentheses in that. I'm going to say a light after dramatic changes that she's going to share with us. And Dawn is a powerful author. She's an encourager, teacher, and dynamic speaker. She loves inspiring professionals to soar to new heights in both their personal life and in their business. She has more than 20 years of combined experience as a corporate communications professional, writer, entrepreneur, spiritual teacher, you name it. And I love it when people are really living out their stories and they're telling us what we can do to really live our best lives now. So Dawn Owens, welcome back to the Law of Attraction Radio Network.
Thank you so much, Constance, for inviting me to your wonderful show. I'm so honored to be here.
Well, Dawn, how long has it been? I think you were on my show 4 or 5 years ago, and I was walking. God always speaks to me when I'm walking, and I just felt led to reach out to Dawn again because I remembered your book, and so many people need it now. So let's just get right into it. Share with our listeners about your experience about being laid off, and or I'm going to say a dramatic change or transition, and then we're going to give people some keys.
Okay, perfect. Well, let's see. Back in 2004, I worked for a company in corporate America. I was a communications professional, as you mentioned in the bio. And during that time, Constance, I was undergoing dramatic internal and spiritual change. So there were many things going on, but I began to tap into what I call God within me. Now, your listeners might call it something else, but for the sake of our conversation, I call the creative power, the source, I call it God. So as I began to just explore God within me, and tap into the directives, being able to hear that voice and being able to trust the directives, I just began to change, and I began to feel as if my spirit was growing bigger than my gray cubicle. And so every day when I would come into work, I felt so restricted. And so it became uncomfortable, downright unbearable, to the point where I said, okay, something has to give. And I remember just continuing to pray, ask for guidance, and I was directed to write my resignation letter. And so, you know, to just make a long story short, I did turn that resignation letter in. I decided to jump off the cliff, as they say, and leave that corporate job. I just bought a house, a car. I didn't have a lot of money saved at all. I didn't have any money saved. But I was following that directive to go ahead and make that change and jump off the cliff, so to speak. Now, I didn't get the stereotypical or typical pink slip, but I feel like God gave me a layoff notice because I went through the same emotions as if my employer had given me that pink slip. So I'll just stop right there.
Yeah, you know, I love that. You know, there's so much in that. And, you know, one thing before we get to some of the keys, Don, is we already know a lot of people are right in the midst of change. And one key principle that you shared that I think we're all learning is that God is our source, not our job, not our 401k, not our investments. Speak on that, because did you have to learn, or do you feel like one of the lessons that the Spirit was trying to teach you was don't limit yourself to your job or your career? I'm bigger than that.
Absolutely. That was the main lesson, because, you know, I was looking to the job or the degrees or the stuff to define me. I remember one time after I left the job, someone asked me what I did. And I remember, you know, not having that business card, it somehow, you know, it shone a light on the fact that I thought that I was my position. Okay, well, so without that business card, I was thinking, okay, well, who am I? I don't have anything to give this person. But when I left the job, it started me on a 7-year journey of learning that God is my source, of learning how to hear the voice of God to guide me, to depending on God for everything, how I was going to eat, how I was going to pay my bills, the next opportunity. I completely had to learn how to go within and trust. And so many people, I think, in this day and age, when people are losing their job, they are, you know, they have outsourced their identity to this company. And that's dangerous, because as we can see, not only are these jobs disappearing, our systems are crumbling. Everything around us is crumbling. So anything that you have, you know, outsourced your power to, you're going to see that is, you know, that was not your source. So where will you go as your job dries up, as these systems are crumbling, as our government is crumbling before our eyes? Where will you go? So I'm so happy that I did have to go through that early, so that I understand that we really do have power within us, and that inner power is our GPS and can give us directives as to how to flow. And so now I'm in a position to be able to help others.
Yeah, you really are. You know, something else, Don, before we get to the keys, is that when you said you start realizing you were bigger than your, what color was your cubicle? Than your gray cubicle. You know, God was trying to get to you. There's more out there. And even for those of you who are right in the middle of transition, we're just not talking about layoff. Open up your heart and your spirit, because the Spirit is saying there's more to you. There's more available to you. There are unlimited possibilities and creative ways of how you can live your life. Did you sort of feel like that's what was happening to you?
Oh, without question. I'm so happy that you said it exactly like that. Because what I didn't see is that was just the beginning of a powerful journey and destiny and purpose for me. I had to leave that job. Then I had to learn these lessons, okay? And because of my journey, because of taking a leap of faith, because of working in corporate America, it groomed me in a certain way for a certain type of audience that I was predestined to speak to in the future, but I didn't know that. Because even at the time when I was there, people were watching me. I wasn't trying to be, some kind of leader in this. I was just living my life, but I did live it. You know, I did, when I left, I said, hey, I am walking out of here on faith. God is directing me. I don't know what the next step is for me. I said that publicly. And so from that point on, people started watching me and I was silently influencing them. I didn't know it. So, but from there, then moving on to the next phase, one of the things that God had me do was sign up with a temp agency when I left my corporate job. So here I was, you know, I had, at the time I had pride issues because I was thinking, well, I have a master's degree and now you want me to sign up with a temp agency, you know, as if, you know, I just had pride issues.
Right.
So now I had to go to these different companies and answer the phone when I had a, you know, a high level job coming from corporate America. And I didn't understand that. Okay. And so I would go from company to company to company doing, you know, miscellaneous tasks or contract assignments. But what I didn't know is over time, when I would go in these companies, people that needed to hear my testimony would be attracted to me. And so then I began to coach them. Even before I was a coach, or even before I knew the term coach, I would begin to coach them because I then could see that I had a gift for encouragement and also for helping people in their careers. So someone could come to me and somehow, you know, the Holy Spirit would download information about them and their career path to me. And so I was able to pray for them and help gently guide them to the next step. And so I was doing this in company after company after company. So over time, it wasn't like I was a temp. I was a double agent and I didn't even know it. I was a double agent. So then I would go into these companies and I would laugh on the inside and say, okay, well, who I know I'm here to be a technical writer, but who am I really here to serve, God? Who is it this time? And so over years of doing that, then God said, okay, now it's time for you to open your own business and call it the corporate couch. And now I will bring the people to you.
Go ahead.
So then that was the next step, having the business. And then from there, I had to write a book about my experiences. And then from there, it's going on and on. People then ask me to help them write books. So now I'm an author coach. And most recently, I got married, and now my husband and I have just opened a publishing company. So the story goes on and on. So I would like to encourage your listeners to, wherever you are in that process, you are at the right place if you trust God.
Right. And we know that it is a process to learn how to trust God or trust the universe. And I want to say to people, because we're talking to international listeners too, Don, maybe your situation might be a little bit different, but we all are experiencing unprecedented change. So, Don, give us a key that people can begin with when we're in the middle of change. What can people do, think, be, or feel?
Well, first of all, I believe you have to have willingness to change, to want to change, because not everybody does. Mm-hmm. I mean, I encounter a lot of people, they say they do, but do you really? So even if you have just a little bit of willingness, I believe God can work with that. Okay, so it starts there. It's not that hard, you know, to just say, okay, I have a tiny, I mean, my faith might be as big as a grain of sand, but I got that much. God, can you work with that? And I'm willing. So now that starts the process to just admit that to yourself.
And you know, Don, I think, you know, at least in my life, I would say, okay, God, I am so scared. I don't know where this is going or what to do, but I'm surrendering as much as I can day by day to this new change.
Yes, yes, absolutely. And the fear, you know, is going to be there. Absolutely. However, on the path, and you know this also, Constance, once you say yes, the people, I mean, you're surrendering moment by moment, really. And once you say yes, the people, the resources, the information, it shows up for you. But if you are in resistance to that, then, you know, you won't even see it. But just saying yes or saying I'm willing opens it up. Now, it doesn't mean you're not going to be scared. And God knows you better than anyone. God created you. So trust that. Trust that you're not going to have to, you know, follow the same path as I had to follow, or as someone else, you know, has to follow. You have your own unique path, and God is there with all the assistance that you could ever need when you say yes. So you don't have to walk it alone, even though you might be afraid. We all experience fear, but we all keep getting up, and, you know, the people on your show, we keep saying yes and moving forward, just a little baby step every day.
You know, that's so good. Before we go to another key, Dawn, I just want to say to people also, you know, that we're talking about the law of attraction, and when you resist change, it holds you back from really moving towards something that's unbelievable, that's unprecedented. And I always say that your best life, or your most miraculous life, or your wildest dreams are just ahead of you. And it's right in front of that door that when you release and let go, it's behind that door. So that's a great key. What about our thinking, Don? What should people be thinking that's so big during this time?
Well, once you know who you are, I believe you should, first of all, I want to encourage people to get help, you know, and that might even be going back a little bit to the previous key, but get help. And especially if you are feeling, you know, extremely fearful, because sometimes you need someone to be able to see something in you or remind you that you are great. Because when we are particularly fearful, I believe we temporarily forget who we are.
True.
And then that help, that person, that coach, that pastor, that friend, that podcast, Constance, can remind you, hey, you are great. You were made for a purpose. You are here on purpose. You have gifts. You have value. You have worth. And they can hold that space for you to remind you, because we all temporarily forget sometimes. And that's why we need one another. But that person can also help you with your thinking, help you with, you know, just getting you back on track with the positive affirmations, speaking life back into you until you can see it for yourself. Then when you have enough strength and you can see that for yourself, there's so many resources out there. Make sure you're guarding your eye gates, your ear gates. You know, during this time right now where it's so difficult, it's so easy and tempting to sit here and watch Netflix all day. And it's, you know, or the news or all the negativity about the virus. We have to be so strong right now in our thinking, because all of that stuff is fear-based. And the more you take that in, then you start to think on that level, you know. But you have to counter that. You know, it's just like if you sit here and you eat junk food all day and drink Pepsi all day. And I mean, what do you think your health is going to be? The condition of your health is going to be. You're going to eventually have to detox, purge, get that out, drink more water, you know, to get your body back in balance. It's the same way with our thinking. So, oh, that's good. You know, listening to positive people like Constance, doing daily affirmations, reading, music. There's so many positive things that you could listen to. So make sure you balance that out. I hope
that's
that.
So good, Dawn. That's good. You know, I thought about an experience that I had, I think it was last year, and I was talking to my mentor, Pastor James Power, and it had been, I had put in this big bid for something and it didn't happen. I was feeling kind of whatever. And when I talked to him, he said to me, "Constance, you forgot who you are." And for a week, Don, I forgot who I was because I was so focused in on that particular circumstance. And what you said was so profound. If they could have somebody who reminds them, "You're great. Look at your experiences. You can do anything," etc.
Absolutely. Because it's true. And I don't want people to think, okay, these people are just blowing smoke. No, if you were not resilient, if you were not powerful, if you were not great, if you were not here for a purpose, you wouldn't be here anymore. So obviously you have overcome some situations for you to even still be here. And so, yes, that's what fear does. It makes us forget.
That's good. That's good. What other key can you share with the listeners, Dawn?
So in the book, I do like a word play. So I take the word resilience and I take those letters and I say, okay, how many words can you make out of these letters? Right. So I pulled 7 words out of the word resilience, and that's how I kind of anchor the keys within the reader. So one of the words that you can find using the letters resilience is silence. And so I think it is so important during this time, like we had mentioned before, to turn off the negativity and experience that silence. And I call it doing a daily spiritual practice of prayer, meditation, some type of reading, positive reading, to kind of set your mind on a certain frequency to start your day, on a certain vibration to start your day. And then you will begin to attract that. So if I start my day on a positive note with my prayer, talking to God, meditation, I call listening to God, reading something positive that feeds my spirit. Now that's what I set my intention really to then attract all day. But if I start my day with noise, waking up, running around, you know, social media, seeing what's going on, I notice that my day is more chaotic. My intention is always to have a peaceful and a beautiful and a wonderful day. And I just notice if I start off with silence or meditation or prayer and communing with God, you know, oftentimes I'll get an idea. So if you are going through a layoff situation, for example, just being silent and giving that what I call even a tithe for the day, just setting those few minutes apart, you will get a download or an idea, or somebody will pop into your spirit. Like you were saying, you know, you were on your walk. That counts, exercise. You're on your walk. I popped into your mind. You know, hey, let me call Dawn. There's so many times when that happens, but you know, with this daily spiritual practice of silence, you're opening a space for that to happen. And that's where miracles are born.
Ooh, I just want to stay on that for a second, Dawn, because for all the listeners, like Dawn, just said so profoundly, it's not outside of you. It's not even listening to Constance. I mean, you can listen to me or even listening to Don. It's after you listen that you sit in silence that stuff is downloaded to you. And that's where the miraculous comes. That's where the ideas come. That's where the money comes. Just this morning, Don, I was just sort of like just getting ready to get up, and just this idea about marketing dropped in my spirit because I was just sitting in silence. And so that's just a profound key for people to deal with change and transition, because the spirit is trying to get stuff to us, but we're too busy.
That's it. We're too busy running around, watching the news, you know, watching Netflix. And all this stuff is like a distraction from, you know, from getting us to sit down and get the real news from the creator, you know, about how you can affect change, you know, about how you, you know, how your gifts can affect our world. And I believe God is always broadcasting something to us.
Mm-hmm. You know, Dr. Dennis Kimbrough, the author of Think and Grow Rich, A Black Choice, he did some kind of research thing, and he was just talking about the number of million-dollar ideas that are trying to get to our mind and in our spirit every day, but we are not silent and quiet enough. So I'm really encouraging listeners to really, this key that Don just shared is just so powerful. And even if you don't know what to do with your life, you feel like everything is collapsing, I think this is a major key, Don.
Absolutely. And one other thing I'd like to add to that, because a lot of people say, well, you know, I'm just not able to meditate. I just can't do it. And that was me when I first got started on this journey. I didn't think I could sit in silence for more than 30 seconds because my mind was always chattering. And I remember receiving a CD from Wayne Dyer called Getting in the Gap.
Oh, I remember that CD. Yeah.
It was so good. So I remember I put that on, and every time I would put it on, Constance, I will fall asleep. So I still said, oh, I can't do this, but I am going to use this CD to fall asleep every night because I'm getting good sleep with it. Do you know I fell asleep with that CD for almost a year? But when that year was up, one time I put it on and I was actually able to do what he was saying, get in the gap, because he gives you a process for getting, you know, getting silent and, you know, just being still. So I was actually able to do it, but it took a year with assistance of the CD. And so then I used it for what it was intended for another, maybe even another year. And then after that, I could hear Holy Spirit say, now get rid of it. Because, you know, I didn't want to be dependent upon it. And then I was able to meditate on my own. And then I went into other types of meditation and learning more about it and studying with people. So, you know, I was able to advance. But I want to encourage our listeners, if you don't feel like you can do that, there's assistance out there. And don't be discouraged. It takes practice. Even if you could just do it, start with 30 seconds today, you know, maybe next week you increase it to a minute. But don't be hard on yourself with it.
Yeah, and you know, we're moving on, Don, but something else just dropped in my spirit, and it's this. When you worry, you're meditating. How am I going to pay these bills? What am I going to do about my new job? How am I going to keep my house? What about my 401k? And you roll that around, you mull that around over and over and over. That's meditating.
Mm-hmm.
Just the reverse of it. So talk about, I know one of your keys is gratitude. How in the world, Don, can people be grateful in seemingly, for some people, dire, difficult, and unprecedented circumstances?
Yeah, and this is also attached to your thinking. And I know it's hard because, you know, I've been there. It is very hard. For me, I started with a gratitude journal. It was when the concept of the gratitude journal first came out. And I know your listeners have probably heard this a million times. But
we want to hear it again, Don. We need to hear truth over and over again. So tell us.
That's right. That's right. People keep repeating it because it works, right? So with the gratitude journal, for me, you know, I like to write anyway, and that was also the way that I would process my feelings. But even if you are not a writer, the gratitude journal helps you to focus just for this moment on what you do have. And so what you do is you just get a piece of paper out and write. This is the way I did it. You might have other ways, but I just write in whole sentences. I started with five things. I am grateful for blank. I am grateful for blank. I am grateful for blank. And some days, Constance, it's hard to come up with something that you're grateful for when you're really down in the pit. So, you know, hey, I'm grateful for oxygen. I'm mm-hmm. grateful for being able to breathe in and out. I'm grateful, I'm grateful for, you know, the roof over my head, or I'm grateful that somebody smiled at me today, or I'm grateful that, all my limbs are functioning. You know, you might be reaching for stuff, but what that does is, you know, once you focus on something positive, the concept is you start attracting more of that thing to you. But I want to add something to that. So if you do that every day, you will begin to see a shift. But I want to add something to it. I met an author several years ago. I took one of her workshops, retreats in Sedona. Her name is Amanda Owen. And I just love this lady. She wrote a powerful book called The Power of Receiving. Mm. You would love that book. Definitely check her out. And what she taught was, yes, you write your gratitude list, but you also write from the previous day all the things that you have received.
Ooh, that's good.
Isn't that good? I love that. So you can write down those five things. Okay, I'm so grateful I have received a call from a friend. I'm so grateful I've received a great hug from my spouse. I'm so grateful I have received, a beautiful day walking my dog in the park. I'm so grateful I've received a great meal. I'm so grateful I received, you know, good news today. And so she's saying, hey, that also puts the focus on the fact that you are always receiving something.
Oh, I love that, Dawn.
Isn't that good? I love that concept. So when you combine those together, you do your gratitude list, and then you remember from the previous day what you've received. You keep doing that, you will change your vibration, and you will begin to attract new opportunities to you.
That is so good. I'm going to do that myself, you know. And Dawn, sometimes I do it. I'll go back and look at all of my answered prayers. But wow, it's just like that. If you take that principle right there that you just shared, you're just bombarding and saturating and immersing your whole day with gratitude, thanksgiving, and expectancy.
Absolutely. That for me, it was a game changer. When I heard that concept added to what I was already doing, it really shifted my thinking. So yes, that definitely goes with gratitude, but it also hits the key for changing your thinking.
Well, you know, Dawn has so many other keys, and we really can't cover everything on the show. But Dawn, before you give your contact information, is there anything, any last thing you want to say to people all over the world about change and transition and coming up higher? What would you like to say to people?
I think there is a message. I don't know if this message is for everyone. However, I believe we all reached a crossroads. This time that we're in right now, we've all been forced to pause and make a choice. Are you going to go ahead in obedience and step into your assignment that God is calling you to do right now, or are you not? This is your time to make, I believe this has been our time to make a decision, to say yes or no. Now, for most of us listening to this, most of you listening to this the show, I believe you come here because you said, yes, you want more. You know that you have a higher purpose. You know that you have a call, and you know that it's time. I just want to encourage you to move forward boldly, knowing that God is your source and that you have favor. This is your time. The power has been transferred to you, into your hands. The system is crumbling because you are the answer. And I want you to step up boldly into your purpose. Boldly go forward, knowing that you cannot lose and knowing that you have the support of the entire universe behind you.
Oh, that's a great closing point. What the entire universe. I say the entire universe is plotting, planning, scheming to get your highest good to you. So you guys can see how powerful Dawn is, and she is a coach. So Dawn, give people your services and also your contact information. How can they get your book? What is your website?
Okay, so the name of my company is called The Corporate Couch. That's C-O-U-C-H, thecorporatecouch.com, where you can get in touch with me. I am a career transition coach. I am also an author coach. So if you want to start a new career as an author, I can help you with that transition. My husband and I have just started our own publishing company as well, the Owens Publishing Company. So we are getting that up and running. So we'll be a full service provider for those who have a message that they want to get out in a written form. You can email me at Dawn, D-A-W-N, at thecorporatecouch.com. You can connect with me on LinkedIn. It's Dawn D. Owens. You can find me on LinkedIn, Dawn D. Owens. Or on Instagram, I am Dawn Owens.
I love it. Dawn is a woman of integrity. She's all about serving you and taking you to the next level. And you know, just something about having walked the experience out and then teaching and coaching other people how they can move from where they are to where they desire to be. Thank you, Dawn, for coming back on my show again.
Thank you for having me. You are amazing, and you are doing a powerful work in this world. And we are so grateful for you and your
gift. Thank you. Thank you so much. Well, everybody, remember to visit my website, fulfillingyourpurpose.com, and tell at least 5 of your friends or family members or coworkers about the Think, Believe, and Manifest talk show. And as I say every week, you may not know it or feel it, but you are surrounded by a loving, giving, supporting spirit. And I want you to think, feel, and say this week that something good is going to happen to me and through me this week. Make it a great week.
Thank you for listening to Think, Believe, and Manifest. Constance Arnold will be back next week with another great show just for you. For more information, please visit fulfillingyourpurpose.com.